This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. Kicksville. The Drippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hit Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying eyes at night.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Racial consultants are standing by. We'll take caller 9 now, 844-999. Ola, and you'll play profile this in minutes. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. First, quick check into Mike Hawk for some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, some fake cops in Florida were busted when they tried to pull over a former police commissioner.
What do you mean they were busted?
They were busted. They're fake cops.
Oh, right.
Fake cops.
Man, oh man. What is it with all these people that want to be fake cops?
Get some personal information.
You try to stay high while I patrol. Can't be a real cop. I mean, that would be my reason.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm an officer of the law.
That's right. They said pull people over late. You don't see them out there chasing down naked people.
Right. Oh, no. The fake cops are only doing
traffic violations and all that kind of crap, right?
Yeah.
You pay me cash, I won't give you a ticket.
And, I mean, look.
Don't try that in real life, man.
Yeah.
That is.
What, offering them cash?
Sir, are you trying to bribe me? Absolutely not. And I don't even know what you think I just said, but I certainly didn't say what you're accusing me of.
Yeah, and like, it's not a bribe, dude. I'm simply saying this coupon is for a dozen free Krispy Kreme.
And technically, it's only a bribe if you accept it. And since you have it, I've done nothing wrong. I will not bring it up.
It just fell out of my car, officer.
I gotta admit, lying about being a cop, that just seems like the loser. Like, what are you doing? You're an adult. You could have done that if you wanted to.
I want to be respected.
We used to play that game as kids.
That's what I'm saying. Like, doesn't say these people are the losers. Like, if you want to be a cop, go to the goddamn academy.
And I don't know about you. You look at the police blotter, I'm like, that's not a job I want.
New York City may change its emergency vehicle sirens to sound more like the sirens in Europe for some reason.
Why?
Are people just ignoring the sirens now because they've gotten so used to hearing them?
That it's New York City. No, they ignore everything.
It's so loud. And like
No.
But that's the thing. That's like the European ones, right? But it's kind of universal. Whereas, like, when you listen to our, like, mainly cop cars, like, they stop and start and
I know exactly
what it's supposed to be.
But they're saying the European, they did the research, and it's like people hear it either way.
Well, sure.
Yeah.
I just think if you live in a city, I don't know.
Change it up every once in a while.
The fire trucks, man, those are the ones, dude. When they blow their stuff, you're like, God damn.
I would like to be in a car, though, and turn on the siren.
Hell yeah.
I want to drive the back end of a ladder truck.
I do not, because we will slam many things.
Yeah.
I have turned on the siren before, Tim.
In a fire truck or a cop car?
In a cop car.
Attaboy.
Did they let you?
Well, I had to clean the car.
Back at my last job
cleaning cars, you know, we also had some government rigs that came in, and yeah, I got to drive a cop car, lights blaring.
Could I fire your gun?
Siren went off. Of course, we'd get in trouble if that goes on for too long, but nobody knew it was me.
Until you just admitted it now.
Can I run my girlfriend's info in here, see what she's been up to? What else can I do in here?
Amazon won't build its second headquarters in New York after all.
Now they pulled out of there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, they're getting a lot of and look, New York doesn't need it.
Yeah.
I just read a great headline today that said, property owners are pissed. Well, yeah, because they were going to jack the rates up on all the rents.
They're making a ton of money off Amazon.
Why the New York people were like, we're good.
Yeah, the New York people are like, we're good. And if they open two new headquarters, or opening, the other one is
in Virginia,
just south of D.C.
Yeah,
Crystal City.
Mm-hmm. But my apologies. I should feel bad for all the building owners in Queens.
A new study.
You don't overcharge already.
A new study on sibling bullying found a pretty obvious result. The oldest kid in the family is most likely to bully their siblings.
Damn right.
Yeah.
Especially if the oldest is a
boy.
Nailed it.
Wow. Shocking news.
Study. We paid money for this.
Look, man, if it's a boy and a girl, the boy generally, My son is younger than my daughter, but he antagonizes her intentionally much more than she does to him.
Isn't that something that has been said on this program multiple times? Kids are jackasses.
Yeah. And boys are a certain jackass. Girls are a certain jackass.
A certain level of, you know, what you're trying to pull off there.
Hidden Valley just released a new line of ranch dressing that's flavored like pizza dipped in ranch.
No, the idea of the ranch is to dip your pizza in the ranch.
Well, you can still dip it, then it's like eating two slices.
That's like having ketchup-flavored French fries.
Right.
If you want to dip them in there, go ahead. But you know what I mean? The base of it is, you know.
And I got another service announcement, like the radishes. Cucumber ranch is trash.
Oh, no.
Cucumber ranch.
Why did you have cucumber ranch?
Why would you like have cucumber ranch?
And I like ranch.
Would you buy it?
Yeah. And I was like, this is awful.
You should have just bought cucumbers and then dipped those in ranch.
Right, so I'm saying, which I have done multiple times.
Right, you cut out the middleman, and that's what you
but
got.
I'm thinking it's a very refreshing snack.
The same thing with this pizza-flavored ranch, right? Like, just leave the ranch alone.
Right, we like the ranch. Right. That's why we keep dipping stuff in it.
Yeah, it's a accoutrement. It's not the main course.
Oh, look at you.
Wow.
Is that Italian?
That's French.
It's French, dog.
Ah.
And then I kind of ruined it because I yelled, "He's French dog."
He's dropped about
at least learn the French word for
four
dog.
Strange French references today. I'm wondering if he's thinking about a trip to Europe, possibly.
Our buddy's wife is French.
Yeah.
Oh, is she?
Yeah.
McDonald's has a fish. McDonald's has officially brought back the Shamrock Shake for the season.
Well, of course they
That's
did.
Fine.
They
because
it's
here.
The season.
When is the bacon days coming? When are they going to start putting bacon on everything? And that's coming pretty soon.
Didn't that already happen?
That already happened. You already
no
missed bacon
way.
Days.
You're
missed
kidding me.
Days.
You missed that? God. Dude, they just did it.
No, they didn't.
They did.
They said they were going to. They did it?
Yes.
They did. That's what they meant when they said we're going to.
Those bastages. I didn't know that. I was on the bus. I always looked at the one on Third. I thought they'd have a big sign up. It said,
Miles
you know,
is the guy waiting for Black Panther to be released. I'm telling you. I keep seeing the trailer. It looks like it's going to be a great movie.
Are you serious? They had the cheese bacon fries already?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Who has?
They might still have them,
I don't
dude,
know if
but
they
like
do.
But the come in and just put bacon on anything. They already had that.
Yeah, it was supposed to be 1 week.
Yeah, you missed it.
Yeah, you missed it, man.
I don't know if they called it Bacon Fest.
No, like, look up, because it's in the rearview mirror, brother.
Ooh. And you can see it perfectly, because it's 2020.
And it's smaller than it appears.
And closer.
An 18-year-old man in Arkansas recently called the cops after he locked both sets of keys in his car.
Damn. Well, who else was he supposed to call? That's obviously an emergency. Learning a lot about emergencies these days.
And you know, someone said, man, keep the extra key because you have a habit of locking keys in cars.
While they were getting it open for him, they saw a bunch of pot in his back seat.
Oh,
Jesus, dude.
No. Over a pound of marijuana was in this man's
car.
Oh, man,
that is a lot.
And he's facing charges of possession with intent to deliver.
Yeah, that's no small bag of weed.
No, it is not.
But they have solved why he locked both sets of keys.
Now nobody can steal it.
Look, man, I've gotten stoned. It's been an hour and a half looking for my pen. And finally, I go to the bathroom or something and realize it's behind my ear.
Oh, dude, I do that with hats sometimes.
That was my hat.
Yeah, and then be like, oh, yeah, it's on my head.
Mine is the glasses. Where are my glasses?
Yeah. I deal with my phone and I'm not even stoned.
Yeah, it happens. I'm giving the kid grief. You know, like, dude, where were my glasses? They're right there. Do you mean the ones on your head? And I was like, no, but I'll wear these.
Here's a good one for you, Mike. Ever since I got my butthole alligator wallet, right, it only has three slots in it. One
four,
is for my ATM card.
Okay.
One is for my credit card, and the other for my driver's license.
Okay.
All right? So I'm at the ATM. That means my checking card is in the machine.
Okay.
I look down at my wallet, and I see that there's an empty slot.
Okay.
And I think to myself, oh, God, I just lost my checking account card last night. I left it at a restaurant
or a bar.
Standing
in front of an ATM.
And then I'm freaking the hell out, and it doesn't even dawn on me that I'm like, okay, I was here, and then I bought some stuff at the grocery store. I didn't leave it there. Could I have left it here? And then the card spit up and gave me the money. And I was like, God.
I'm stupid.
Damn, man. I'm dumb. So dumb.
One thing to be dumb. It's another thing when a machine makes you feel dumb.
I'm dumb.
Did you need your card back?
But I was very relieved. I was like, oh, the machine had it.
According to the Knott's annual real wedding study, the average wedding now costs...
I read this,
$33,000. $33,931.
Yep.
That includes $15,000 for the reception venue, $1,600 for the dress, and $2,400 for flowers.
And if you were thinking that number would shock people, give them the divorce number and then watch the shock value rise.
We should keep like half of this money for our future divorce, baby. Mm-hmm.
In New York City, a video of a rat carrying a piece of pizza went viral, and he was crowned king of New York.
But now
a different rat has taken the title.
What's that?
I'll tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Thank you, Mike Hawk. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. First, the game is...
The Men's Room presents... Profile This.
Hey, Steve at Thrill Hill, can you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, John. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, bitch, hola.
Hola. All right, John, you understand how this here game is played?
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic. Here is your story. And I think we'll all agree that this couple has very different legal philosophies when it comes to money. A 56-year-old guy from Thomasville, North Carolina, he went with his girlfriend to her tax appointment on Tuesday morning. But while she was getting her taxes done, he wandered out as she was filing her stuff, and he headed into the Wells Fargo Bank across the street. And while he was there, he decided he would rob the place. Well, the teller gave him some cash, and he just walked back across the street and headed back into the tax place. Well, the employees of the bank, the detectives that they were, they watched him, and they passed that info along to the cops, who arrested him at the tax place less than 5 minutes later, and he was charged with bank robbery. My question is, do you believe that this cunning genius is black, white, Mexi, or Asian?
Oh, man, that's a tough one. You say North Carolina?
Yeah, Thomasville. I don't know where that is in North Carolina, but North Carolina.
Okay, so it's definitely the South.
Yes.
North Carolina.
Girlfriend's getting her taxes done. Not his taxes, hers.
He walks across the street to the Wells Fargo,
yeah,
robs.
I'll be right back, baby. Goes across the freaking street, robs the bank, comes back.
A crime of opportunity.
And the cops caught him, or the tax people saw him rob the bank?
The bank people obviously watched him leave and could not believe that he literally
went across
the street. So they called the cops and said, look, man, he's at the tax place. Less than 5 minutes later, he was arrested.
I wonder how much she owed.
I'm going to go.
He's obviously trying to help her out.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to go with black.
Final answer?
What are your thoughts?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I feel like...
I mean, there's not a lot of clues. It just is what it is.
You know what? I'll say black just because I feel like dodging taxes is a fancy white person thing. So she was already paying taxes.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
she was just there getting her taxes done. There's no word that says she's not getting a refund. Normally...
No. I'm just joking. Like, he's a great guy. She owes money.
All right, okay.
But I'm just saying, I feel like when I hear about people not paying taxes, it's white people. So she was paying them. Thus, I'm going to say the couple is black.
Okay. John, you want to stick with black? Final answer?
Yeah, I'll stick with black, finally.
All right, we're going to find out if the couple is black, white, Mexican, or Asian next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Profile This takes us to North Carolina. We've got a guy who goes with his girlfriend, and she's getting her taxes done. He gets a little bored there, so decides to walk across the street to the Wells Fargo and rob it and casually stroll out and then walk right back into the tax office. The people at the Wells Fargo saw him do this and walk across the street. They called the cops. He's still there. He was busted and arrested.
Just that easy. But, John, we asked you, did you believe this guy was black, white, to make sure you're Asian, and you went black? You are correct.
Now for all TV news all time, it's time for TV Time with Tim.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
I'm again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Last night, after a very, very productive evening, laundry, dishwasher, it's all running, trash, recycling, just getting it done. I stayed up a little later. Not that later. You know what? I just wanted to brag that I did my dishes.
No, I got that.
And you put them in the dishwasher and turned it on?
That's doing them, man.
Okay.
That's how we do it the French way.
Have you put them away yet?
No.
Job not completed.
That's tonight's busy night.
Yeah, it's like saying I threw a load in the wash but didn't put it in the dryer.
Well, no. It's like they're in the dryer. They can hang out there for a while.
Oh, so now it's okay since it washes and then dries it.
Now, I was smart enough. I didn't open it right away because I wanted to stay sealed.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was up. Basically, here's the thing. I was watching Jimmy Kimmel. I haven't played one of these in a while. I forget how funny they are. He does it every week. It's unnecessary censorship.
Britain's Prime Minister Theresa May sucked the biggest in a generation last night.
My wife and I were sort of looking forward to a bit of respite, and I didn't want to stick my into that meat grinder.
Adding to the circumstances, he keeps with Putin. He the interpreter's. He won't talk to Putin twice.
The president.
No, he's him several times.
Does anybody here not their children?
Wow, it's a lot of people.
Not one.
Remember two things. Number one, please my number two, I'm probably
I was the last one to him today, and now I am the first one to him tonight, so it felt really good.
So I went down to the ground and my dog.
Yeah, that's not true. Don't interrupt.
I remember my first time babysitting. A four-year-old locked me in the bathroom and the fire department had to come.
My first time, the kid stuck a so far up his he wound up in the ER.
Hey, come on, let's go. Everybody. Let's go.
You can watch the video of that on the Men's Room Facebook page. What else? I wanted to talk about a new show I was watching. Well, not a new show, but a show I watched about sports on Netflix, right? Now, it's about soccer, and it's about English soccer, right? It's called Sutherland Till I Die. So it's about this club, Sutherland FC. Now, they played in the... So if you're not familiar with, like, European leagues and stuff, that's why the Premier League is the Premier League, because it's the top flight football, right? Now, below that, you can get relegated. So if you finish in the bottom three of your league, you would get relegated down to a lesser league, which means
it's like you're an NFL team one day, and the next thing you know, you're playing in the Canadian Football League. No disrespect to the Canadian Football League.
But the thing in America that's set up for it is baseball, right?
Yeah.
So here we have the Seattle Mariners, and then the next biggest club would be the Tacoma Rainiers.
Okay.
So imagine the Mariners. I know this is shocking, but imagine the Mariners were bad and finished in the bottom three of the AL every year.
Are you saying they should play in Tacoma?
Well, that would be the thing. They would eventually get dropped down to AAA,
and then
whoever the best three teams out of AAA were would get promoted up to Major League. Now, this is cool because you could end up in small stadiums with smaller clubs where you have these huge clubs coming in there. But for a team like Sutherland, it's really sad because they have a massive stadium. They have a massive amount of fans that support them and stuff. I mean, it's a big club.
But they're not good.
They're not good. They got relegated down to the champion, which is the second division. But then you watch this, and they're going to get relegated again to the third division.
How many divisions are there?
Well, apparently three.
I think there's more than three.
Until you're like taking on the elementary school down the street.
The junior league.
But the thing is, like, as an American, I was always like, baseball should do this.
Yeah.
Like, it's awesome in soccer. But until I watched this special, I didn't think about, like, every time they get demoted, they lose so much money that, like a lot of the people that work there just lose their jobs. And I can't explain it. It just hit me on a much more personal level. I was like, oh, this is why it matters so much, because their town is dying because the football club isn't good.
Way to pick us
up,
Ted.
Team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jesus.
So I don't, it's exciting because they have real passion for it, but it also was sad as hell. I'm an Arsenal man. I don't care about Sutherland.
Let me ask you a question.
Sure.
What is the difference between that? Well, obviously, San Diego has a different economy than the Padres putting 6,000 fans in their stands for the last 2 months of the season for the last 25 years.
What's your question?
What I mean is, you have a major, obviously, if you work there, it is what it is. But the Padres have notoriously been horrible.
Sure.
All right. So they don't put people in the stands for the last 2 to 3 months of every final MLB season.
Right. Correct.
So I think you're right when you say the model is actually pretty good and should work in Major League Baseball, because they suck.
They do.
They have an amazing park and all that stuff, but somebody else should be in that position
to
play.
Again, and because this doesn't exist in America, right, there's no urgency for them to get better.
But
right,
also, correct, in the United States, with the exception of perhaps the Green Bay Packers, most of the cities that we have major franchises in can exist without them, right? Sutherland, oh, it's not London, right? It's Sutherland, who you probably would not have heard of without that team. So if
it's
Fittler,
like up in the Northeast.
Right, if it's Flint, Michigan, and all of your money and everything you do is tied
Flint
into
Tropics,
this
ADA
team, right? So say they made it up to whatever level, right? But if they dropped out of that elite level, it would destroy. San Diego's fine.
Right, so that's the thing, right? Like, where this club is, like, besides the where this team is, besides where, like, the people that worked for the soccer team, but also it's just like, it's a depressed area. Like, they used to build ships there. Like, the shipyards are great, but they don't exist anymore, right? It's like, it's probably why, like, a place like Pittsburgh that doesn't have the steel and everything that it used to rallies around the Steelers so much, right? Because it can give your town a sense of pride.
But what would be the worst thing if you're, say, from Toledo, Ohio, you've been in the third league, and they busted their way up, and 20 years later, a generation later, you've now made it to the tops, and you're in the tops for 15 years, right? But now your economy changes, but at some point you drop back out.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so it kind of goes both ways. If you're in a small podunk town and that's all you got, but they manage to go up, well, now you've created jobs and all this kind of thing, and that's great. But then when they suck again, you're out.
Yeah, it's just, it's crazy. It's intense. Mm-hmm. Even if you like soccer or don't like soccer, I won't lie, it's very English, so even for me, there's some parts where they're talking where I kind of wish there was a subtitle or two.
Yeah, sure.
But it's pretty interesting, man. It hit home. Another thing that hits home is love. You know, it's the time of year where, you know what, it's not the time of year. Valentine's Day just happened, so it's love. But, I mean, love to me is in the air in spring.
That did not take long. God, you know, love, you know what, man, not really.
What's just Valentine's Day? If I was going to say, when's love in the air? Like spring.
When you get snowed in.
Yeah, but you got to have somebody already there.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm thinking about when an animal like me goes out looking.
An animal like me.
Yeah.
Yes, love is the word I'm thinking when
love
you're
love is in the air. You can feel it in the air.
Hey, it's all fun and games. You might not like one till you capture one. Talking about how hairy I am. So Ice-T is a man that speaks very honest and everything.
Did you read that quote?
I'm not going to read it to you. He's going to tell it to you.
As far as a marriage tip, it's just compromise. You know what I'm saying? It's like sometimes, wife, you got to do something for your husband. It may not be exactly what you want to do, but he wants it, and you love him, and you do it. Vice versa. Sometimes she going to want you to do stuff that normally you'd be like, eh, but you love her, so you do it. And if both of y'all balance that out, and it's not always one-sided, you'll be all right. Me and my wife have been married 18 years, and it's a little give and take, but it shouldn't hurt. They say love is like a fart. You know, if you push it too hard, it's probably so it should go easy, all right? Peace.
If he stole that from a Hallmark card.
If you push it too far, it's probably going to be yes. Love is like a fart.
I like how he says they say. Like, I don't think they.
I'm gonna be one of those they that starts
it's about
using
to start.
It.
But it's also
prolific. You know, like when I heard that, I laughed my ass off, and I was like, either way, the analogy is correct.
Yeah,
if
absolutely.
You push it too hard, you know, it's probably not going to be.
By the way,
it's not quite love is like oxygen, but you know, same point.
Sunderland. I kept saying Sutherland. No wonder I couldn't find it when I kept trying to Google it. All I kept getting was Donald Sutherland.
You're like, what are you talking about, Ted? Who is this team? Right. Is this the Rod Stewart team?
Thank you, Kyle. He was just like on Twitter. He's like, dude, Sunderland, not Sutherland.
That means you were killing him the whole time.
Yep. I'm talking about how much I know about it, this and that, and I can't pronounce the name of the damn team.
Well, they obviously are up and comers. Or no, they're not. They're going down.
That's the problem, spiraling Miles. Down. They're spiraling out of control, and nobody can save it. Yeah. And the owner would give them no money, and then he just sold the team.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, it was brutal. I felt bad when the GM got fired. And then the coach. All right, anyhow, let's keep up the bad news, all right?
Oh, please.
Here's more sad news for Alfonso Ribeiro.
Is he not coming back to AFE?
No, but he lost his lawsuit for the Carlton dance.
Who was he suing for that, man? I remember
he was suing Fortnite, and he was trying to get the copyright on it, but basically they rejected it. A registration specialist said it was denied because the moves are simple dance routine. The dancer sways their hips as they step forward from side to side with swaying arms in an exaggerated manner. You know,
But he didn't already have the registrant.
No, he didn't. And,
but can you retroactively?
He's trying to make the claim because he wants to sue NBA 2K and Fortnite.
Right.
Now, in Fortnite, like, Backpack Kid is trying to sue them, too. Because he was the one that invented it. But here's the thing. Like, when everybody talks about flossing, ask your child if you don't know what it is, coming from Fortnite, it's like, no, that was Backpack Kid.
Sure.
So I think he has a better shot. Whereas, like, the Carlton dance, he even said back in the day that it was inspired by Courtney Cox dancing on Bruce Springsteen's Dancing in the Dark.
You know what? I remember that.
Yeah. So I think his is a little harder to prove.
But either way, it's one of those deals where you say, like, look, man, everyone knows what it is. They understand where it came from. It's no big. There was a lawsuit years ago. Cher was suing a Cher impersonator. And the guy, when he did his stuff, looked like Cher, sang all the Cher songs. All this stuff seemed like an airtight case, except one thing. The guy never advertised that he was a Cher impersonator. Never used her name, not once.
Oh.
So
yeah.
You knew who he was trying to imitate, right? You understood singing the songs the whole nine, but they were like, technically, he's not making money off of your name because he's never uttered your name in any performance he's ever done.
It's like Grand Theft Auto. Everyone kind of is the person they are, but without any real identification of who they are. But you get that the president in this fictional world looks a lot like, well, the president, whoever it is at the time.
Yeah.
They don't have to say it.
Well, like, Grand Theft, all right, they had Vice City, but you couldn't call it Miami.
Right. Of course.
You know, or...
But we knew.
Exactly. What they call it? Sand something. You couldn't call it L.A.
Well, it's like if you have a bar, hey, come down for the big game.
Yeah, they had a radio show that was kind of just like ours. Instead of calling it the men's room, they call it the men's room.
Mm. Yeah, Boss Rutan was on that. Mm. I don't speak about that.
Yeah.
Boss Rutan's a scary man.
Mm-hmm.
Good news? You want to stick with bad news or you want some good news?
I want some good goddamn news, Ted.
Nickelodeon is reviving All That and Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? I could see it on your face right now, even though I'm not looking up at you. And you're thinking, but Ted, who's going to host Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader if Jeff Foxworthy is out?
It's so eerie that you can read my mind.
I know. And it's one of your favorites, and he's got the best haircut in the world right now, John Cena.
What's going on with his hair? Last time I saw it, it was horrible looking.
Oh, yeah.
Is it still bad?
I think so. I haven't been watching wrestling. We met John Cena. He's a very nice man.
Very nice.
I don't know. Somewhere along the line.
He's going through the Robin Thicke moment.
Yeah.
Right? He lost his girl, and he's losing his mind.
Yeah.
Because, like, basically, he lost his girl, and I knew it devastated him, and I get it. And then the next time I physically saw him, he had that hair. I'm like, oh, no.
Robin Thicke kind of have the same thing going on, right? Like, John Cena, if you watched any of the, I can't think of the show right now, but, like, the Divas show.
Okay.
So it's, like, it's on E, and it's, like, the behind the scenes and stuff. But if you saw the way his relationship went with the Bella, like, you're kind of, like, not shocked. Because I think John Cena is a good-looking man. And,
Depends on the hair.
But same thing that happened with Robin Thicke. Like, man, we all saw you with Miley Cyrus grinding on her. Like right, then you had a video with naked models in it. Like, I'm not shocked. Like, something happened along the way and your wife left you. And then they're like, can you believe this happened?
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Right, I mean, he made, like, a whole album about it.
Yes, he did. Lost his mind publicly.
All That was a sketch comedy show that helped launch the careers of one of our favorites, Kenan Thompson.
Ah, okay.
Who, again, I will mention, Kenan Thompson looks great right now. Nick Cannon.
Damn.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nick Cannon always looks great. And Amanda Bynes, who I've heard is on the mental mend.
Yeah. Is she?
I don't know.
I mean, when you're always going crazy, just by not going crazy one day, are you on the mend or are you just tired? Because she went real crazy.
I think she's on the mend, too. She was like, I'm not doing as many drugs.
As many? Was that the quote? I'm not doing as many drugs?
Well, yeah, because, I mean, like, she was
doing a lot of drugs. I'm not saying I'm sober. I'm just not doing all the drugs.
Yeah, right.
I'm on the mend. I mean, like, come on. Amy Winehouse, we didn't find any illegal drugs in her system. How many drugs did you find her system? A million.
Yeah, that's like me. Is it sober January? Nah, it's dry.
Right.
I'm still getting lifted, son.
Jesus.
All right, now for news men have been waiting for years. You've probably spent a lot of time searching. You probably never found it because it turns out it was like a fake thing.
G-spot?
Dr. Ruth explains.
Is the G-spot real? If so, can I send out a search party for it?
Joy, loud and clear, there is no such thing as a G-spot. Because what they have been doing is a tremendous disservice to women. And I have had women ask me, maybe I'm not normal, because I can't find the G-spot.
Yeah, yeah.
Loud and clear, no such thing.
See, but men go, I know I'm normal. I couldn't find her G-spot.
Yeah. I just heard that today. I figured a lot of people would be happy to hear it. I mean, men and women.
I just figured I'd never find it, so I never went looking for it.
Yeah.
It's kind of like panning for gold. You know, it's like, I know it's out there, but I'm probably not going to be the guy who hits that lottery. So if I do, that's fantastic. You know, like I've never opened up an oyster and got a pearl. I know they're in there.
Yeah, and like, look,
you're the kind of guy that issues the apology in advance.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll have sex with you, but you're going
to
hate it.
You have to really lower your expectations, but after that, we're going to have a great time.
And if I'm in a relationship, I'm the one rocking 24 carats. I'm the real G-spot. Yeah.
Indian G.
Yeah. For real.
Yeah, exactly.
Indian gold's best.
Mike's got headlines. Thank you, Ted. Coming up here in just a few minutes, you are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. We head to Nebraska, where citizens can sleep easier now that the serial urinator has been caught. Another doorbell licker in Florida on camera as the button gets licked quite a lot. And again and again. New Hampshire dad of the year has 6-year-old daughter stealing for him at the mall. A dog rips apart a neighbor's Amazon package, and inside, a 6-inch sex toy and a gag with a ball. A deadly zombie deer disease could possibly spread to humans. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my cock.
All right, our top story. We go to New York City, where rats tend to generate headlines based on what people catch them doing. One of the most recent ones, a rat that was carrying a slice of pizza in its mouth, as Ted said, pizza rat.
Pizza rat!
But now they've added another to the roster after someone took a photo of a rat passed out while clutching a bottle of Hennessy.
Wow!
Oh. The rat was dead. They put the Hennessy under his arm. I mean, there's a difference between a live animal doing something and a staged picture.
Hang on. Is it Henny rat or Yak rat?
They're just calling it Hennessy rat.
I like Yak Rat.
Yak Rat.
Yak Rat.
Find a dead animal, take a picture with Hennessy next to it.
Please do.
Somebody should have snuck in a black and mild, too.
The photo was posted with the caption, "Just another day in New York City."
Oh, man, that's awesome. I like the idea of this rat just drinking out his
gangster. Stand up late,
like
in the clubs.
Fired up you are about that, Ted.
The city never shuts down, you know.
No, it's never sleeps, man.
It's always something to do.
In other news, we go to Nebraska, where local rest stop vandal has finally been caught. For a while, there was a, quote, serial urinator that would come into the women's restroom and would urinate on multiple things inside. He urinated on sinks, walls, toilet paper rolls, and even the sensor of the toilet so that it wouldn't flush.
What do you think it is that makes you want to do that?
Right? I was thinking that as I was writing, like, because this is not the first time. There was video of that guy, I think, in China, but he went into an elevator and whizzed all over all the buttons.
Oh, I remember that guy,
like, there is something to this. Like,
I've done
when
it.
When you want to pee on things?
Yeah.
That's called R. Kelly.
I've peed on things, like, in a bathroom besides the toilet, but I was 21, drunk, in an a-hole.
Okay.
Sure.
Like, fair. Seriously. Yeah, like, one time we were just in a bathroom at a beach, and we just decided to pee everywhere except the toilet.
Oh, no.
I remember stuffing our dirty toilet paper into the air hand dryer. So when you press the button, it'd blow out your poop-stained toilet paper.
No. Oh, that's sick, man. Damn.
I just did that last week. No, but that was something we did as teenagers for sure, man.
We turn off the mics, I'll tell you about the helicopter.
And then they change, it so that it blows into their face.
Yeah. We didn't go that far.
It wasn't until they posted security cameras at the rest stop that they were able to catch the man and his female accomplice that waited outside while he did all this.
They were caught and arrested for criminal mischief.
I gotta pee on this stuff.
Right?
I got your back,
so
baby.
So she's on it, too. So that means she understands what he's doing.
Or she just accepts it.
I guess.
It's just what Peter does.
Oh, goodness.
Loves about compromise.
It has happened again, gents.
It's time for another case of bad parenting.
We go to New Hampshire, where a man has been charged with criminal trespass after he was caught using his daughter to steal from an arcade game at the mall.
Well, who better than his daughter?
Exactly.
This is one of those big crane games where instead of having the smaller ones that have stuffed animals, bears, all that kid stuff, like they put like an
Rolex?
Apple product, a Rolex, all that stuff
in
there.
They're putting good electronics in here. Yeah,
exactly.
Phones and iPods, like you said.
Right. Game. So you try to pick up like a glass square case around the thing and pull
exactly.
that in.
But the thing is, they don't have the actual prizes in there. They'll, you know, they give you a voucher or some kind that you turn in and then you will
just
get
like
this.
Just like trying to buy razors at the grocery store.
After going to court, he pled guilty to the charges to get a lesser penalty.
Wait a minute. Shouldn't the kid plead guilty?
Right? That's accomplished.
I mean, come on.
He was just doing what daddy said.
Duff that girl in the juvie.
I'll get some ice cream.
In Kentucky, a man proved just how simple we really are. We talked to him during the show about the shot of the day. Yeah. His wife had one single request for him. She wanted a gift that would last and asked for tulips. She wanted to plant the tulips in her garden so that they would come back every year and brighten her life all over again. Unfortunately, her husband totally botched it and brought her home turnips instead.
I like this guy, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, listen, I heard what you said. I just misunderstood it.
I hope he did it on purpose.
I don't think he did.
I don't think
anyone
turnips.
Likes turnips that much. I'd bring home, like, a root vegetable, but it'd be, like, potatoes,
right?
Garlic, onions, something that I would enjoy down the road.
For Valentine's Day, I brought you garlic.
Right, exactly.
And for my wife.
Really?
Yes,
you're going to get the Caesar salad anyway at dinner, so it's going to reek. Just eat this.
You know who would have liked that? Hennessy rat. He always turns up.
Oh, boy.
Robin, you knew it was coming.
Coming back to Hennessy rat.
Turn up.
From time to time, reading these headlines, I'm shocked that I will read the same headline twice, and it's actually two different stories. But I'm sorry to report that, gentlemen, there is another doorbell licker out there.
Yeah, I saw that today. Like, what?
Surveillance footage caught the man earlier in the morning, licking a doorbell and pointing to something off camera. He still has yet to be caught, and you will never guess where that classy gentleman hails from.
Florida.
Correct.
Why would you want to lick a doorbell?
Just
how many different fingers have touched that thing? You know what I mean? Like, then just have strangers put their finger in your mouth.
Right.
At what point does it keep happening before we realize it's a way to get high?
Ooh.
Or it's a way to get attention.
Yeah.
Or you're just weird, man.
The other guy was California, right? I think the first doorbell licker was in California. Now we have one in Florida. Maybe he just ran from the cops like, I got to lick doors somewhere else.
Hang on. I'm going to go somewhere else so they can't find me.
Back to New Hampshire, where a police officer issued 19 tickets after 21 stops and a short 4 hours.
Usually why?
This might seem excessive, but the officer was stopping these people after it had snowed in the area, and all 21 people that he stopped had not brushed the snow off of the windshield of their car.
You live in New Hampshire.
Right.
This is normal stuff. I can understand someone in California or Hawaii not having an ice scraper. You live there. You know where you live.
Exactly.
Be equipped for where you live.
There was even one picture posted that literally has just the driver's side slightly cleaned off. And
have you
driving.
Seen that?
Yeah.
So good God, man.
Right. And by the way, that's the most expensive model of that car you can buy. So you obviously don't care about that either.
Right.
Well, you live in New Hampshire, you're going to drive it in the snow.
Brush off your dadgum windshield, man. Mm-hmm. That's it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate that. We'll see you next time. For your guess is as good as mine, the random question, men's room rules, and we will drink and toast with a shot of the day.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, we be all up out this biatch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.